informative and entertaining car advice that you need. And your phone calls on our nationwide toll-free line, 866-96-TALK-CARS. Now, Dave Serio.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of You Ought to Know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Hey, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Looking forward to talking to you at the familiar phone number. That's familiar for this show. We've been on the air since 2004 right here on FMD. And we have a toll-free number that you can call and be a part of the show. 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's toll-free 866-968-2552. That's the toll-free number to call and be a part of the show. You ought to know. Is brought to you by BG Products and Services. Quality products and services used by trained technicians to improve the longevity of your vehicle. For example, transmission fluid exchanges, coolant exchanges, power steering fluid exchanges, and more. And BG is so confident that they will extend the life of your vehicle, they'll guarantee your engine and transmission for as long as you own your vehicle, just by having BG services performed as recommended. For more information, go to the website, bgprotectedforlife.com, or call toll-free 1-800-327-8883. BG Products and Services. We also want to thank Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Quality remanufactured engines, transmissions, and differentials with a 3-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Now, this warranty, of course, is covered at the place of installation. But did you know it's also covered throughout the country at other Jasper dealers? And the warranty is transferable. If you decide to sell your car or your light truck during the 3-year, 100,000-mile Jasper warranty, Jasper will transfer the balance of that warranty to the new owner at no charge, making your vehicle worth a lot more in the used car market. For more information, go to the website, jasperengines.com, or call toll-free 1-800-827-7455. Jasper Engines and Transmissions. Phone lines are open at 866-96-TALK-CARS. 866-968-2552. Today we have the car show, the Italian car show, which of course is the vintage Italian car show at Radcliffe Motor Car Company, and that is in Reisterstown on Owings Mills Boulevard. What an unbelievable show. Worth the drive. They're there till 2. Weather says it's holding out, so it should be nice. A lot of the cars are inside. Some of the cars are outside. Vintage Italian automobiles that you may not see any other time in your life. These cars are just unbelievable as far as historic. Some of them go all the way back to the days of the 40s and 50s, and of course some from the 60s, too. It's amazing. It really is. I've seen a number of these cars over the years. I wish I could be there today, but I've seen these cars, and it is just a miracle, the quality of cars that are still out there. So it is an unbelievable show. We highly recommend it to make your way out there. Couple other things going on. We've got a missed call from Mike. I don't know what's going on there. Maybe he's having some problems with his situation, but we're waiting for Mike Lambert to call in. He is at Radcliffe Motor Car Company now, and we're waiting for him to call in and give us a story on that. We also are going to talk about a couple other things that are going on in the automotive business. Well, one thing that is not automotive, but breaks my heart because I'm a big Baltimore Colt fan from years and years. Went to the games. I saw Johnny Unitas. I saw Earl Morrow. I saw, of course, this man, Gino Marchetti. It's just an amazing situation. A lot of our Baltimore Colts guys are unfortunately passing away because of old age, and which is understandable because I remember going there as a kid and watching these guys play. But we lost Gino Marchetti this week. And, you know, the thing about Gino, not only was he a great ambassador to Baltimore from the Baltimore Colt era, not only with his play and also his outside, givings and things that he did, but also his dealing with A&G Foods. Alan Amici and Gino Marchetti started A&G Foods in the 50s, early 60s, and Amici's came out of that, the drive-in, and then, of course, Gino's, which became a really big enterprise in the Baltimore area, and there wasn't a better sandwich than the Gino Giant. I know it's probably my memory working out more than what is probably reality, but I used to have a Gino Giant at least once a week, maybe twice. It was not unusual for me to go to Gino's more than once a week, and there was only one sandwich that I ever got was a Gino Giant. So, Gino, we miss you, buddy, and condolences going out to his family and best wishes for his family, and thanks for all that he did for the Baltimore area. We're going to take a break in just a few moments. I'm Dave Cirio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know. 10 to 11, right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Don't forget about the show at Radcliffe Motor Car Company. That's at 12340 Owings Mills Boulevard in Reisterstown. They're there till 2 o'clock with a great show of vintage Italian automobiles. You don't want to miss it. That's today till 2 o'clock at 12340 Owings Mills Boulevard in Reisterstown, Radcliffe Motor Car Company. Back in just a few moments with your phone calls at 866-96-TALK-CARS. I'm Dave Cirio, and this is Free Talk 930 WFMD.
Just stand there and make him stand there in a big puddle in the rain. All right, you. You know why I stopped you? Yeah. You know why I ran a sign?
The one and only Drew Carey there in Cops in Rain. What a nice guy, huh? I'm Dave Cirio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. We've got Craig Shipp from Frederick.com on the line. Good morning to you, Mr. Craig.
It is. It's a beautiful morning, and as of now, it's not raining here in Frederick County.
Great.
I think it's going to hold off. There might be some thunderstorms late, but I think we're going to be okay. So one thing I wanted to tell you before I go into the events, I did shoot a video at Terrace Lane's bowling on Saturday night. They have this like light show they do and music and everything. It's really cool. It's not like the bowling that I remember when I was younger.
For sure.
They were having a blast. And I'll tell you also, they've got a great restaurant there. You know, bowling alleys aren't known for having great food, but they have some good food there. They also have a full bar. I was really surprised. It's just a full-blown bar there as well. So it's quite a place. So folks might want to just check out that video. That's on the Frederick County Facebook page. Folks were having a lot of fun, and you'll see that in the video.
And the name of the business again is
Terrace Lane's Bowling Alley.
Okay.
And they're right off of West Patrick Street. They're easy to find. Check them out. They're of course on Frederick.com, so you can find them there. I think they're the only bowling alley now in town, as far as I know. And they're really making it a festive place to go. And,
great.
And they host a lot of parties, and like offices get together and have a bowling party, that type of thing. So they're pretty creative there to keep that going. So do check it out. There is a running festival this weekend. I believe it is Rain or Shine. And I'm telling you that it's not on the list of events on the Frederick County Facebook page because they didn't bother to let me know and to arrange to have it shared on there, so it's not there. But there are a whole bunch of events, big events in town that are listed here that folks are going to want to check out. Now, there is an art gallery downtown that's having a Meet the Artist showing today at 11 a.m. So after your show, folks can go on down there, and that'll be going on for the rest of the day. So I believe, is this the first Saturday? I think this is the first Saturday.
Yes, this is the first Saturday, yes.
So they're going to have like the first Saturday festivities downtown as well. There's a bingo at the Fredericktown Sertoma Club. On May 9, you definitely want to write this down on your calendar, Carroll Creek Amphitheater. We talked about this. The Freddie Long Band is going to be performing there. He is really good. He does like Elton John songs and different things. I mean, he is really good. So that's May 9th. Let's see here. We've got an event at the Red Horse Steakhouse May 9th. That's something put on by the Republican Party. So you might want to check that out. On May 12th, we've got an event, Mother's Day. Make and play at the Little Gym. We talked to the owners of the Little Gym before here on the show that they do a lot of fun events. There's a ribbon cutting for a new chiropractor in town on the 16th. So a bunch of things coming up. The Frederick Shell Car Wash, we talked about their fundraiser on May 17th.
Right.
That's coming up. And just got a text, actually, from Robert Black. He's listening to the show.
Good.
He says the market is open from 9 to 5.
They're ready, yeah. And they open up a little earlier than normal, yes.
Yeah, and they've got some goodies there, so folks can stop by the Catoctin Mountain Orchard and pick up all kinds of goodies. And today would be a good day to go for a hike in the mountains.
Sure.
And I'll tell you what, folks, coming up here to Thurmont, a little hole-in-the-wall place, Hoffman's Market, and they're also on Frederick.com. We got a video about them as well. He's got the best roast beef subs around. Hmm. He makes his own roast beef, and they're out of this world. So you can pick up some of those subs and then go for a hike up on the mountain.
Yeah, you're going to go to the area of Thurmont, the roast beef subs there. If you're going to go to Frederick, you got Brown's. You know, they've got great sandwiches,
right.
Too.
Gosh,
so
Brown's.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got those two areas of the county covered. I mean, if you want to get some great food, either one of those, you're in good stead.
Now, one of our buddies is under the weather today. I just got a text from Jose a little while ago. Jose is having appendicitis at this particular moment and is in the hospital, but he says he's doing well, and he wishes everybody good wishes. Of course, we wish him good wishes right now. He won't be able to call in today like he does. He's from Dynamic Automotive, if you don't know who Jose is. But Jose is a regular caller from Dynamic Automotive. He's one of the partners, and he's having a rough day today. So our best wishes go out to Jose. Get well quick, buddy, and get that. You know, you don't need that appendix. It's just an extra. It's an extra.
You know, I still have mine, so that's always a worry that thing's going to go at any time. And,
yep.
And that I understand it can be painful. I hope it wasn't a rupture situation, but they'll get him all taken care of there.
Yep.
And now, if he's listening,
yes.
They're burning that house tomorrow.
He knows that, yes. The big house burned tomorrow. Yep, that's at the New Market location across the street, diagonally across the street from their New Market two-bay shop is the property that they've purchased, and the house there is going to be a controlled burn and also a training seminar for the fire department.
That's right, and I'm going to try to go there and shoot some clips and do some interviews. They're going to be doing it pretty much all day long. They're going to do the final burn, I think, at 4 o'clock, where they actually burn it down to the ground. So I'm going to get there a couple hours before that and try to get some interviews and get that. And I think Lee is going to try to do a time lapse.
Great.
Of the whole day.
Fantastic.
So if he can pull that off, that'll be really cool looking. So
yeah, can you believe? You imagine Jose's going to miss this tomorrow because of appendicitis? Come on now, you know.
Well, that's
where's
why
his
we
dedication?
Get some coverage of it so that he can check it out.
Where is his dedication? Yes. Oh my goodness gracious!
Well, yeah. Hey, knowing him, they might have him sewed up. He might be there tomorrow. he's a trooper.
He is. He is. Nothing would surprise me more. I'm telling you honestly, he is a trooper. I wouldn't doubt that, but no, Jose, don't listen to us. We are very, very bad influence. Get well, get back to work, and, you know, we'd love to see you. Talk to you next Saturday, that's for sure. Unbelievable.
There you go.
Yes.
So that's what's going on. So tomorrow I'll be there, and we'll try to get some footage, and that's going to be pretty wild. I've never been to one of those controlled burns before.
I have been in my neighborhood, my old neighborhood in Maryland. They had one because the house was mismanufactured. It was a house that was built by the people who owned the property. They decided to build their own home, and they actually built it incorrectly on the foundation and never could get an occupancy for it. And finally, somebody else bought the house and the property, and the only thing that could be done realistically for a tax deduction or whatever was for them to donate that particular house to the fire department for a control burn, and they did that, and then they rebuilt another house on the property. But it is interesting. It really is. Fire departments know what they're doing. They've got themselves under control really well. So, again, that's Dynamic Automotive. That's their New Market location, and you're going to see the house diagonally across the street from the New Market location. That's the house that's going to be a controlled burn. And what time is that start tomorrow?
They're going to start at 9 a.m. and they're going to go all day because they're going to do different, like, small little burns where they go in, I guess they put it out and so on. And so they're going to be doing various things throughout the day. And then from what I understand, the actual, when they're going to actually torch the whole place is going to be at 4 p.m.
Okay.
So,
gotcha.
So I'm going to get there a few hours before that so I can shoot, you know, some of the training and get some interviews, hopefully. And then hopefully we'll also have that time lapse that Lee's going to set up. And, you know, you could do that on an iPhone now.
Right.
And he's going to shoot all day long and put together a time lapse of that. That'll be really cool.
That will be.
Pull that off.
And, of course, if you're going down, you know, Route 70 and you see a lot of flames and smoke or something like that, it is a control burn. So we've got this under control, hopefully.
There you go. And there's going to be a beautiful new dynamic facility. I saw what their new facility is going to look like there, and it's going to be a stunning place. They really designed it nice. And the way that land is, it's going to be kind of be up on that hill a little bit there,
right,
looking down on the road. It's really going to be a nice setting.
That's an eight-bay shop. They have two bays there, and they're going to open up an eight-bay shop sometime, hopefully this year or beginning of next year. It's going to be incredible. You're right.
Yep. So we're looking forward to that. All righty. Well, as usual, you're doing a great show.
Well, you've done most of it so far, Craig, and I appreciate that, buddy.
Take care.
Thanks, Craig.
Bye-bye.
That's Craig Shipp from Frederick.com. You can email him at craig@frederick.com, and he'll be more than happy to help you out. Don't forget to use Frederick.com for all of your festivities and plans that you have. Go there to take a look to find out some things to do. And if you've got things to do for people, that'd be a great opportunity to do that, is to put it up there on his Facebook page. That's facebook.com/Frederick County. And you'll get some people out to it. That is for sure. Taking a break. Back in just a few moments. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning. And that means you ought to know. Right here, of course, on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
And put them into the wall.
Your birthday?
February 17th.
Now, what year is your birthday?
Every year.
Yeah.
I believe you show me a three-year-old running around a flea market in his underpants drinking Coca-Cola out of a baby bottle, and I'll show you a future NASCAR fan.
I believe that sometimes you gotta wreck the truck to get the insurance money to make the truck payment.
All right, the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, of course. This is Dave Serio, and you ought to know. Free Talk 930 WFMD, and we are ready for Mr. Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop is on the line. Michael, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave. My apologies for being late.
No problem, buddy. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I am at the Radcliffe Motor Car Company's 12th annual vintage Italian car event.
Well, that is making me jealous, that is for sure. You know, I've been there for years and years. I've been going there, plus also had my Pantera there for a number of years. And I'm down here in sunny Florida, which I do love, but that is one of the downsides. You can't be everywhere that you want to be.
Nope.
And today is, I'd rather be there. I have no doubt about it.
And I would rather be there.
Ah, I hear you. So anyway, you've got some beautiful cars to look at, though, that's for sure.
We do. I'm standing here looking at a line of Alfa Romeos from the old ones to the brand new ones.
Yes.
So that's interesting. We have a lineup of the 265 and 275 GTB 4 cams, which makes you a connoisseur and not a self-indulgent wiener.
There you go.
and we have, for everybody that's seen that movie like I have 50 times, we have a bunch of Testarossas, the Panteras. We have two Delahays here that competed at Pebble Beach. One came in second in class, I believe, and it is absolutely phenomenally gorgeous car. and I can't find a thing wrong with it.
Oh, if you can't find anything wrong with it, then there's something that is a Pebble Beach Concours car. Absolutely.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it's a very, very, very attractive car. It's like a white pearl, and it's got lots of chrome, as they always had, and crystal trim and things like that. So it's a very unusual car. You probably don't see it come out very much. And then we have the excellent food is getting prepared. The food is not free, but everything else is.
Absolutely. And, of course, not only are beautiful cars there, but you happen to have some booths, B-O-O-T-H-S, booths full of people, including yourself, sir.
We do.
Yes.
Yeah, we are here. My wife and I, Elena, are here. We have some Greer's Garage products. We have the Modesto lineup on display. We will be doing some demos, which is why I'm late. I had an onslaught of questions to get started with. And then we have everything from leather repair and restoration to wheel repair and restoration. People are here. We have some artists here. We have some memorabilia people here. So it's a pretty good selection of vendors.
And I wanted to let you know, you may have not heard because you've been going kind of crazy today, but Jose is in the hospital with appendicitis today.
And, oh, no.
They said that he's doing very well, but, you know, we all want to put a prayer out for him. And
yeah, exactly.
They have that controlled burn tomorrow at their location for the New Market location diagonally across the street from their shop. So he may be missing that, but, he sends out best wishes, and, of course, we send out best wishes to him. So wanted to make you aware of that.
So wish him my best for me.
Absolutely. So he's not going to be calling in today. He let something like that stand in his way. I don't understand
it. I don't understand that.
No, that's not just right. I mean, you know, that's a guy who just doesn't have his priorities straight. That's for sure. You know.
I know. That's appendicitis. That's not like major stuff. You know.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we'll leave that for you later when your appendix decides to give you a fuss. So, you know.
Exactly.
I hear you. So so you're at the car show once again. The car show is held at 12340 Owings Mills Boulevard in Reisterstown at the Radcliffe Motor Car Company. And it's till 2 o'clock today, so folks can still have plenty of time to get there. The weather's going to hold out for you, I hear.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be pretty good. It's cloudy and cool, which is nice. Mm-hmm. And most of the show is inside, other than the cars. So I think the weather's going to cooperate. And then I think it's coming in after the show's over. So that's a good thing.
And they've got some great cars inside, too.
Yeah. Yes, they do. The really spectacular cars are kept inside, obviously, and then some of the projects that Richard is working on are on the lifts, and you can ask him all kinds of questions about that. They have a Ferrari 430 in for its routine maintenance, and the motor is out of the car on a stand. So you can, if you're interested in that kind of thing, you can ask him any kind of questions. Him and John are both here, and they can answer any questions you have.
You know, you just heard yourself say that a Ferrari is in there for maintenance, and the engine is out of the car. To give you an idea of some of the work that needs to be done to these guys when they get to a certain mileage.
Yeah, well, as we say, drive that way, pay that way.
Exactly. You got to be ready. So, but, you know, the great thing about Richard's shop is not only, of course, we're going to see the vintage cars today from Italy, but they work on the American classics, too. You know, your GTOs and your Mustangs and your Camaros and, you know, your Challengers, they work on those cars. From the old days.
Him and John are probably two of the few people I know that really know carburetors inside and out. And, and John is fantastic with wiring. So if you're having any wiring issues on your collector car or your classic muscle car, he's the man to see.
And a lot of shops don't want to work on these cars anymore. You know, you pull into your regular independent shop with a 68 Mustang, and maybe minor stuff they'll do, but if you're having some major problems, or if you're having, you want to do a little restoration and get this car in shape, that's not the place for it. They don't have time for it, and I mean, they appreciate it, but they just don't have the time for it.
Yeah, it's becoming harder and harder to find somebody that works on the vintage American muscle because most of the technicians nowadays, if you can't plug your computer into it, they really don't have a clue.
Exactly. Isn't that hard to believe? I mean, years ago, 25 years ago, we were all worried about the computer cars being a cars that we couldn't work on. And now, because of the way the technicians have been trained, they're not. They don't know the carburetors. They don't know the distributors. They don't know the timing. They don't know a lot of things that used to be, you know, everybody knew.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and basically, the newer cars without a scan tool, you can't work on them. Even if you know what you're doing, you can't work on them.
Pretty much. Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not slamming the guys that don't know the old stuff, but it is getting harder and harder to find somebody that's familiar with the older stuff.
That's right. So Radcliffe is a good place. So make your way out there, folks, is what we're saying. Radcliffe Motor Car Company till 2 o'clock. They're Italian cars, the vintage Italian car show. Make your way out there. Mike, thanks so much for joining us here today, buddy. Appreciate that so much.
Dave.
And you have yourself a blessed day and enjoy yourself.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it.
All right. Mike Lambert from the Shine Shop, 410-833-1632. And, of course, his website is theshineshopautodetailing.com. And that gives you an opportunity to find out a little bit more about Mike's shop and what he does. Taking a break. Phone lines are open at 866-96-TALK-CARS, 866-968-2552. That's the toll-free number to call and be a part of the show. We'd love to have you on the air. Back in just a few moments, folks. Free Talk 930, WFMD. This is Dave Matthews Band, and the ants are marching in.
Stories of the airport shuttle bus driver. And like a lot of people that don't make a lot of money, I used to have to wear that name tag. Had my first name underneath my occupation. So it said David Van Driver. This lady gets on my shuttle bus. She's like, "Oh, are you German?" It's like, "No, actually, I think I'm English or Irish or something." She's like, "You know, it's really odd that your last name is Van Driver and you drive a van." Older gentleman on my shuttle bus, and I'm like, "What are you doing here in Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina?" He's like, I'm here for my 75th high school reunion." I said, "Wow, 75 years out of high school? I don't mean to be rude or intrusive, but how many other people are you expecting?" He said, "Well, there's at least one more. Somebody sent me an invitation."
That is David Farrell, of course, the shuttle bus driver comedian. I'm Dave Serio. It's Saturday morning, and that means you ought to know right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Phone lines are open at 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's toll-free from anywhere in the country, whether you're listening in Frederick or Hagerstown, maybe West Virginia, Pennsylvania, D.C., no matter where you're listening from, it's toll-free. 866-96-TALK-CARS. You've got a question about auto repair. Maybe your air conditioning is not working for this spring season. You've just figured that out. Maybe your heat's not working because the wintertime comes back every once in a while around here. And, of course, your wipers. My goodness gracious, you've got some good use out of your wipers recently. Give us a call. We'll be more than happy to talk to you about it, try to help you out. Check engine light could be on. A lot of things could be going on. 866-96-TALK-CARS. That's the toll-free number to call and be a part of the show. Love to have you. Give us a call and ask a question. Couple things are going on in the automotive industry. Chevy dealers are now signing up to sell the brand new Corvette C8. If you're not familiar with the C8, that is the brand new mid-engine Corvette that is coming out next year. And now Chevy dealers have to sign up and pay some bucks in order to sell those brand new C8 Corvettes. That's because those C8 Corvettes are going to be a little different than the Corvettes from the past, and they're going to have to be trained, the Chevy dealers, that is, trained on how to work on them and how to maintain them and how to get them ready for sale. So there are two programs. One is being called a Corvette dealer, and the other is a signature Corvette dealer. So the mid-engine C8 is coming out very soon. The picture of the car is on my website, DaveSerio.com, and then go to the newsroom and look at the title that says what Chevy dealers must do to qualify to sell the Corvette C8. Now, many of you may know, I'm a Viper guy. I've got two Vipers. I've always loved Vipers. But I got to tell you, the C8 mid-engine Corvette is a beautiful car. At least the pictures that I see. see what happens when we see it in person. But it is a gorgeous automobile. And hopefully, Chevy will do this right. Let's see who we have up on the air. I'm Dave Sirio. Who am I speaking with?
Mike.
Hey, Mike. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Okay, you?
I'm doing well. How can I help you today, Mike?
Well, when I get in my 1994 Ford Explorer, I get hot flashes because I don't have their air conditioning.
That's not good.
And I take notice back here in the winter when it was a rainy night, I turned my defrosters on. My engine went dead.
Okay.
And it did it like three times in a row, so I knew something was wrong. But now it doesn't do it, but no air is coming out of my air conditioning.
Okay. You're getting warm air, in other words, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, we have to check a couple things out. First of all, the AC compressor, of course, is the unit, the motor, the pump that gives you your AC system and gives you the cold air. You could be out of refrigerant. And what happens is when you go low on refrigerant, you have an automatic switch under the hood that switches off the system. Your AC compressor needs refrigerant in order to run, but it also needs it in order to keep it lubricated. So if the AC refrigerant goes low enough, it automatically clicks the AC compressor off to protect it. So that's the first thing that needs to be checked, is to find out if your AC refrigerant is low. If it is, then we need to recharge, evacuate the system, and recharge and see if everything is working. If it's not, if the AC compressor is not working, then we may have to look at replacing it. But it could be just low in refrigerant. If the refrigerant leaks out, we've got to find out where that leak is. The only way to find out where that leak is in most cases is to evacuate the AC system and then recharge it properly and with the right amount of refrigerant. And if that's the case, then see if there's any leaks. Dye is used in the AC system to possibly locate that leak and find out where it is and then repair the leak and then recharge the system, and hopefully you're good to go.
Well, sound good to me.
So that's the next step, is having the AC system checked and have it recharged, evacuated and recharged, and then hopefully find out where the leak is, take care of that, and then you're good to go.
Well, thank you, Dave.
Okay, so I wish you the best of luck, Mike. What area of town are you in?
Frederick.
Okay, then I would recommend Dynamic Automotive. They've got four locations to serve you in the Frederick area. Find the location close to you, whether it be New Market, Liberty Town, also Urbana, and then they have the one on Bite Court in downtown Frederick. Either one of those four locations, and they can take care of it for you.
Well, thank you.
Okay, buddy. Thanks a lot for the call.
Okay, thank you, Dave.
Bye-bye, buddy. Just as simple as that, give us a call. We'll get you on the air, 866-96-TALK-CARS, and that's the toll-free number that you could call and be a part of the show. Toll-free, 866-96-TALK-CARS, 866-968-2552. I am excited about the Corvette, the mid-engine Corvette coming out. I think it's about time. They've tantalized folks for years about building a mid-engine Corvette, but never came through. But now we're going to see that happening very soon. Within the next 7 months or so, we may be seeing a brand new mid-engine Corvette coming out, and it's about time. That'll make it much better balanced, much better performing, and let's just hope they're doing it right. That is the key, of course. Couple other things going on in the automotive business. Tesla is being sued over a fatal autopilot crash. Tesla Incorporated was sued by the family of a man who, according to them, died as a result of a crash allegedly caused when the autopilot navigation system of his 2017 Model X malfunctioned. The family of Walter Hang said in a complaint filed April 26th in a California state court that the vehicle, which was sold as a state-of-the-art automobile, lacked safety features such as an automatic emergency braking system. Such features are available on much less expensive vehicles from other car makers, as well as on a more recent Model X's. The family also alleges that Tesla knew or should have known that the Tesla Model X was likely to cause injury to its occupants by leaving travel lanes and striking fixed objects when used in a reasonably foreseeable manner. The car maker should have issued a recall or provided a warning in light of the risk of harm, the family said in the complaint. A timeline of the Tesla autopilot crash investigation. Huang died because Tesla is beta testing its autopilot software on live drivers. Now, the lawyer for the family said in a statement, the Huang family wants to help prevent this tragedy from happening to other drivers using Tesla vehicles or any other semi-autonomous vehicle. Huang crashed on the morning of March 23, 2018, while driving on U.S. Highway 101 in Mountain View, California, when the Tesla autopilot allegedly turned the vehicle left, straight into the concrete median. He's also, by the way, survived by his wife and two children and his parents. The State of California Department of Transportation also named as a defendant for failing to repair or restore crash attenuator that has been damaged in a collision a week before Huang's crash. This is going to be an interesting case. We'll see if they do win this case. The picture of the car or the SUV in this particular case is a serious crash, no doubt about it, right into the cement barrier. And again, this is going to be interesting to find out whether they win this case against Tesla and also including the state of California in the case. I'm Dave Serio. We hope you've enjoyed this hour of You Ought to Know right here, of course, on Free Talk 930 WFMD. Thank you very much for calling in and look forward to talking again next Saturday. We wish everyone a very happy Mother's Day. We will be live next Saturday morning right here on Free Talk 930 WFMD in Frederick. Have a blessed day. Thank you for listening. And we look forward to talking to you again right here. Free Talk 930 WFMD.